You're here for one thing only. Me too. I just end up coming back to it no matter what happens. So let's give us both a reason to be here. I'll pitch and you catch a few suggestions, and if they sound like the kind of thing you want to do, or if my voice just sounds like the kind of thing you want to do things to, then follow along. Get somewhere comfortable. And if you do choose somewhere that you already had in mind, or that you've done things before, the additional small assignment of finding why it's comfortable. My habitual trancing place is my bed, sitting propped up, with headphones in. It's comfortable because I know no one would ever come in my room without a lot of notice. And the pillows are particularly comfortable. They frame my back and keep me propped up enough that I can follow the thread even if I get very, very relaxed. Pick anywhere where you are able to sink away. The less awareness and moment-to-moment adjustment that you have to make, the better off you are for what follows. Comfort and the heat of what may occur. I mean, if you read the title, then you already know. H.F.O. Hands-free orgasm, though I may have your hands do things. Just not between your legs. There are parts of you out in the periphery which, when you notice them, you expect some fanfare. If your attention is on a hovering arm, the wrist rising as though a balloon were tied to it, and I had you make a fist and just open the fist, one might believe the arm will fall, safe and slack and heavy, in response to opening like that. Getting parts of you to connect, because your awareness and the nerve endings flow much further than the place you're settled. And I would like you to settle. Deep breath with me, okay? In to the fullest extent. And then out slow. It's a palpable place where something that keeps the body going enters in. But too often we neglect that a good trance, that sinking, experiential, in this case, ideally surrendering, because I have good ideas and I want to share them. Good patterns of thought, if you want that throb that is so useful. Why is climaxing with a little hypnotic assistance and only the mild movement of the body so valuable? Well, giving it out as a reward, using it as a lure, leaning in and saying, if you're good, you'll come. If you're good, you'll come by the end. If you breathe deeply, then something that is just empirically positioned to be desirable, to be good, even if it's good because you deny it, or because you hold it off, or if you're like me and you ruin them every now and then, or if you just savor them and want as many as you can get, or want that hypnotic overwhelm, that rush from the head to the core, down to the extent of your musculature, without even needing to concern it with between your legs. Maybe that's what keeps you going, keeps you coming, the knowledge that you could be coming without mere physicality needing to be the limiter. On and on a euphoric, guiding wave. But to get you there, we first might want you to be more relaxed than you were coming in. And so breath, the palpable, deliberate entering into you of something nourishing, buoying you up, so that if you imagined you were under heavy weights, those who find themselves under the weight of the day, of expectation, of a future appointment, can for a time know the duration of this is only half an hour, So no matter how far you go, no matter how much you let go and listen, then as your chest rises and falls, as your body inflates and deflates, some small amount of that inflation, that engorgement, that excitation can exist spiking even above the heavy soporific of, would you like to just listen while I talk? Knowing that when you get to the end, well, anything might have happened, but there will be an end. Breathe me in, as though these words were floating not directly into your ears, but hanging out in a cloud around you. You may hear the first layer of my meaning, the first influx of my thinking. But with that deep breath, you carry in the bits that were hiding behind your ears or around the back of your head or hovering just above you, creating a negative pressure, a you are hungry enough, that spare bits of trance, the meaning within the meaning, the subtext below the text, gets breathed into you. And it might float around the bloodstream, or hang out in your chest, or hang out in your head if I'm lucky. But it's all just part of the same mechanism. You eventually might decide, oh, I'd like to get on with suggestion, with asking you to do things, with implying that you can't not do things. Heavy as you are, the idea that any action would be inexorable no doubt feels a little silly. When someone is in a state where that easy, heavy breathing leads to easy, heavy arms and legs, easy, heavy core, and well-supported body, where the space you're in and you occupying that space can melt together, so your desires are pooling on the floor, and your head fills with my ideas. Breathe them in deep, more. More. It fills you. Thoroughly fills you. Even the places where the air doesn't go, echoes and vibrations can go everywhere else. That's all these are. Echoes, vibrations. Come on down, deeper and deeper down. Night, night. And me too. Uncoiling like a spring. Untensing and realizing how tense I'd been. I'll ask you to tense again later, but to better purpose. Relax. Whenever your breath goes out, let it take some of that sublimating now, condensating, vaporous thought, what used to be a brain. Now the inflated, the slowly warming, cooling stuff, melting honey candy sweetness over the surface of a brain all too ready. Ready to drop, and why shouldn't you? Heavy as you are, why shouldn't you drop to where you can view things normally intended for deeper, heavier places, when your body moves only with more deliberation, even its tension, untensing, clenching, unclenching, pulsing, pulsating, even its answering response to every little prompt, is more powerful, because it's heavier, it's weightier, it sinks deeper, travels harder, farther, faster. Let yourself have things a little faster. Another ripple, another pulse, top of the body to the base in that deep reservoir inside, that stores your pleasure, which normally has to be held back, is freed. And you're free to be heavier, to fall more, glued to or melted into the surface on which you decided to listen. Your eyes, too, simply closing until the only thing behind eyelids is my voice you've been breathing in, and the empty space being filled. If you're sitting up, you might even be able to do some of the tricks that show how dropped you are, slumping shoulders, a dipping, tilting head, your chin touching against you, or simply your head lolling in a gentle, safe way against its supports. These all broadcast the success of deep drop, don't stop, drip, drop, deeper down. It's only simple. It's only easy. Let it relax the excitation in the nervous system and relax the brain subjective too. If you're heavy and you're safe with me and you want to get to the other bits of where we'll be going, if you are tempted forward by wanting to hear both of us get afflicted together, then I'm happy to do it. Think of it. If you were in that state, if a hand gently pressed on your shoulder and pushed you down into the surface you're on, an almost guiding over-the-shoulder movement, and you found that instead of resistance, instead of buoying or holding you up, it just gently caved, pressed downward, my hand on your shoulder, and then up. One fingernail circling, finding a spot on the back of your neck and tap, tap, tap out like a light. Lean, get leaned as I move you with my hands on your shoulders, swaying, sinking, and it's easier to lose the exact positioning of your body if you're also tracking my hands, my massage, digging thumbs gently into the musculature of the back and shoulder. It can be an insistent, pressing feeling, but you won't notice the real effect until I take the hands away, and now you're unsupported, unanimated, no longer puppeted, marionette thought departed. What you are is good for me. The honey of my words breathed in, condensing and settling over a mind all too eager to take inside anything, which is like a stroke, a caress of my fingers over your body, anything which is like a desperate, hungry, oh, you are so much more aroused than before. Take in anything that does the work. Because there is work in the sense of stored potential energy. I've been circling my point, but the more you breathe of me, the more I begin to make it. Thumbs, and then fingernails gently circling, as though circling points where the pressure is being held, and digging the heel of my hand into them. I even get caught up in my own suggestions. So even if you're not here to experience your side, you'll get to hear me going with you notionally, or ahead of you if you need temptation. You could always listen ahead. This is made for you to listen ahead and hear how I progress through stages of slumping, sinking, warm, skin-deep darkness. By the way, I have already, in a few small ways, deceived you for fun. So if you noticed or didn't notice, I'll drop the surprise later. On we go. The longer you listen, the more when I touch, push a pressure point, remove hands, you only really realize what's been done. When I go ta-da, when the misdirection is done, or the firm direction, because more often than not I simply elaborate, that if all those thoughts you used to have are pooling on the floor, and among them are thoughts of trancing like this, dropping like this, shoulders, arms, thighs, legs, toes curled, but all of it drawn by gravity, and if I can make you more aware of a caress that isn't there, I can surely make you aware of gravity that pushes you down in a bed or a chair or sprawled out on a comfy mat on the floor. In any of these places, What if I put my finger on the scale as I've dug my thumbs into your in-need-of-massage tension points? A finger that just pushes the scale of the way you feel gravity with each deep breath, and your breathing is still relaxed, and your body lax, slack, liquefied like the thoughts, because it's all muscles. The brain is a muscle with delusions of grandeur, and if you pool on the floor, you can see quite a show from there. See my hands as yours might, relaxed though they are. I'm full of mischief and you're breathing me in. So your hands may move to places where you want them to begin to just touch, but not between your legs, please. Leave that for me. And if you were already touching, already in the throes of something like what you do to you, what you crave from you, then what comes from me might build up too much, and you might fall asleep before the end. I know I have. This is my second or third time, and I will allow an aside from the deepener to help you deeper and deeper, melt you, drop you, drip you like honey across the surface of the brain, pulse you, throb you, carry you to where every breath is regular and deep and the same, but accompanied also by mine. And in the background, I have been squeezing the muscles of my pelvic floor to make it so I'm primed. So pulsation, when it does enter in, starts to mimic how I would feel if I let my hands begin to caress, begin to touch, and with engorgement, with the slow heat, with lower areas starting to get more and more high priority, so even attention is diverted to the one place attention and tension are still allowed to go. Breathe it in, ripple with the good kind of shiver, spasm with the good kind of heat, and meet my energy coming the other way. The way I approach this invitation to play, every stroke on your skin, massaging your legs, finding tightness and rendering it into light, airy dissolution. Every part of you, a pooled, dripping sign. Arousal is allowed. But if you're too heavy for arousal, and it just arrives as a wave of, oh, pleasant good feelings, unconnected from climax, I get it. Sometimes the trance and the climax and the training, the vulnerable, sensitive mind, the dissolved perspective, dilute in sugar and honey. Sometimes it's too sweet for the mind to drink directly, so instead we slump. We lose the rigidness in musculature and let the rigidness stay in only one place, the way my thighs are closing, my belly is squeezing, the way every second I try to keep a steady rhythmic pace. The closer you are to the ideal of calm, deep, heavy feels of relaxation and the air simply being my voice floating around you, breathed in where it must pass through that gossamer sweetness, that cotton candy brain, that honeyed body. Physical relaxation and mental go together because we're so often using what mental faculty we have to just hold the rest together. Permission to discard and disregard, permission to drift deep, drop asleep, find hands on you, over you, rubbing you, pressure points held with gravity, held with deliberateness. Every second that you ease into it is easing into a warm bath made of caressing voice and intent physical stimulation, which your hands are free to give you. You could even have positioned yourself, as I sometimes do when I want easy mode, with something vibrating between your legs to grind on, with a simple, slow pressure or something you could slip into place. This is up to you. I want to add, not take away. There aren't rules. I asked you nicely not to touch between your legs, but if you did, it just might mean you come early. You come to play early. I'm touching. I'm breaking my own rule. So aren't all the rules really just guidelines? Hands drifting. Mine. Yours. Moving. Rhythmic. Methodical. Constant. Unstoppable. Ever more intense. With the tiniest gestures. The deepest breaths that carry more of me. Ferry more of my intention. Onto the surface of your brain to collect. Condensation. More sweet honey. Forming a lair. A lair your thoughts would have to get out of. A lair in which I dwell. Massage and heat all over your skin. Covering you. Deep and intent. All of you exist to have those little connections made. My fingertips sparking, but pleasure only. You could hear or feel just spark. Heat. And where they pass, yeah, your muscles have been activated, blood flow excitated. A massage often is conducive to climax in any form, not just as foreplay, but to make the whole body warmer, more peaceful. That vacant crocodile in the sun feel your brain has when it lets simpler lizard brain pleasures come to the surface. Water and liquid metaphors, solidity of the skin, massage that awakens the blood flow, the sparking, pleasure-sensitized system of you. Your nervous system receives pleasure, pleasure, from the distant frisson, the frictional touch, and this ignites that reaction where your brain is coated in honey. It feels good to just be tingling and heated. And to know I'm there along with you. The inside of my head just spark, but it feels good. Heat, but it feels good. Every neuron signal from that muscle with delusions of grandeur, deeper and deeper down. The ocean of pleasure, the stored gravity inside, building up. Waves from side to side of the basin more, and you make climax at any point. I had a small one earlier and kept it together. The idea that you are holding in a whole person full of pleasure, whether through denial and being pent up, or just wanting it bad enough, breathe it in. You're clearing away what existed before you decided, oh, I need a little bit of that. Oh, I'm ready to play. Well, I am too. And it's gonna start in your head. I may address the brain with diminutives and say it doesn't have much it can do when you decide to commit it to a task that compels. That compels. Rather more action in the body than you would think. By this point, you're allowed to just carry on or go if you like. If you know by now, if you want to hear the rest, if you're into this, then the only test that remains is to find a muscle you can move that feels a little good. And try to do that. It isn't impossible that you get deluged away in my voice. That you don't hold on. That you start just thinking the words I say, one by one, to give you something to cling onto. This is that deeper and deeper down, the honeyed well that might as well be a whirlpool in that reservoir of pleasure. That dam where you deliberately let the pressure off by letting it overspill every now and then. Don't you want to spill with me? Allow your experience to be dragged along on mine. So as I detail it, you identify with it. As you identify with it, we climax from it. Only instruction I gave you that you need to hold on to in the bit of you that when you're deep and when you're asleep and when you submit. Yourself for evaluation? Nah. We don't judge here. You've submitted yourself for sublimation, for the brain to go directly from solid to vapor, to be breathed out. You've respirated the thoughts you had before. You've inspired your brain with the ones I leave floating around, trying to slip themselves under the door. Hey, what if you were helpless? Hey, what if we were helpless? Oh, I'm watching, I'm taking care. I've done this procedure many times. But the fact that I'm a little bit ahead of you means you can see where you will go, see what is in view. Hold on to my words. Surely you've seen audio visualized. Oh, that is a few squeezes too many. Depending on that muscle that you pick, that part of you that would feel good if you relaxed and tensed it, some of them tend to go a little quicker. I tend to clench my buttocks and my pelvic floor all at once, and it's a pulse. It's a pulsation. But it's also a pulse because I let it run in the background, unregarded, such that while I'm trancing, as long as the muscles are not worn out and remember to take care of your muscles, I can only take care of you by going ahead of you, showing you what will happen. But when my voice does surround, see it as an audio visualizer, a little thin line that when I speak vibrates up and down like a bunch of lines in an earthquake. But it's really just vibration, the stuff that can get through your skull if I whisper behind your ear, next to it, against your forehead. A kind of controlling outer monologue, and oh look, you in need of a controlling inner monologue. All the tricks and words before are not nearly as important. You've breathed in, you've breathed out, your brain is coated in honey and my words fall down through it, vibrating little points of light that stir the sweetness up, splash it against your tongue. Make the back of your eyes aware of how heavy the front is, so you look inward. And looking inward opens up on an empty vacancy waiting to be filled, a mind sublimated. I have more than enough muscles clenching, squeezing, pulsing, throbbing, heat down the back of my brain, back of my neck. I have enough of these simple things that I use to lead me, orgasmic, lead me, transported. The longer I go in this state, the more you can trust I know my way there. If I stop the trance early, I can avoid ending up a climactic puddle. For now, all there is how long it lasts. Eyes closed, body slumping, self-massaging. I'm going to do a very classic one, but you, hearing and breathing in my voice as it surrounds you, may be wondering, oh, how much more of this can I take in a cloying, heavy way? Breathing the soporific of, I am imminent, I am readied, the smell of my cologne, the feeling of fingers tracing the nerve endings, tracing along your skin, finding muscles, following veins of thought as well as the rivulets of your own dripping mind, drooling down, forming a puddle that will no doubt swell up when climax is the only option. A puddle of juicy, deliberate honey, my words mixed with your thoughts. And now I take your relaxed, heavy hands, your weighted arms, and spread them left and right, anchoring them to the bed, so we can really get started. Click. Isn't that good? Don't you like it? Honey down the back of your brain. My tongue gently tasting the excess thoughts drooling out of you. Other arm, click, locked. You're not surprised. It's no shock to think that for what follows, you're going to be racked. You're going to be rolled and tormented in your own deliberate way. The submission only starts halfway. I said before, oh, I'm going to have this be only half an hour. Well, glancing, it took half an hour to get you deep enough, to get me deep enough, to get us to the start of the rough, rolling, body-rocking part. Now I get serious about our fun. And you should take all fun seriously when you're empty and vacant and arms, wrists, ankles, anchored. A favorite suggestion of mine. While I will find myself able to pause or edit or do what must be done to fulfill the session, I had an agenda at the beginning, and the agenda included at least one climax for me, with every part of the process explicated. That background pulse comes first. Throb, drip, ugh. Deeper and deeper. You can drip deeper. You're allowed now. You're at the point where you're allowed a little bit more layer of pleasure, and they do layer on each other. Your pussy controls you so much. Layering another one above, my pussy controls me so much. So much pussy spasming pleasure. It's so good, that throb deep inside your brain. It's carrying you through easy and deep. Night night for your pussy. Your pussy controls you so much. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. How would you resist your hypnotic pussy? Your pussy controls you so much. Your clit, when it stands up proud like a little flag to let you know you have a message, you have mail, you have communication from your cunt. Your drippy little passage is pleading with you to drop and drip, pleading for you to do more and to submit to hypnotic trance. It affects you so well. It afflicts you so deep. It puts you down into a deeper, more resounding, rebounding sleep. You're good. Good pussy. Getting trance all over yourself. Good pussy, drippy and glistening. Getting trance all over your body. Trance all over your mind. The longer it goes on, the more you're gonna find places that feel good. That feel good no matter what. They feel good because that pleasure is available. It's layers upon layers. The simple, sliding, glistening sibilance, the whisper from the darkness that says, oh, what if my pussy was the only part of me I could think with? You would just think of coming and coming till there's nothing left in your head. Climaxing till your clit does the thinking, your slit does the thinking, your drooly, submissive extent of pleasure only, the part of you that only cares about pleasure, pressure, pleasure, pressure, pressuring your brain with pleasure. It's good for you. It's been good for you. Even outside of trance, you know, the pleasure from your pussy is always in view as a potential motivator. It would fire up. You might find it less fickle now that you've been so thickly deep, now that you've been so firmly asleep in your body and awake in your cunt. Your pussy, your drippy, needy, achy, wanton pussy, dripping and drooling for more, pleading for a climax that waits just a thin wall away, just a simple door away. Unlock the door and your pussy controls you so much. Time to go and play. Open that door and let it slowly slip its influence further into your body. The vibrations I give you pass right through those walls to that reservoir, that whirlpool reservoir, excited at the soaring excitement. The longer it goes on, the more you're incited to pleasure that rolls long and along, pleasure that crowds in, thronging into your awareness, conditioning your response, a well-conditioned response to ride your way deeper, writhe your way further in, the further down, deeper and deeper down. Night night pet, your pussy controls you so much. It's nice to be controlled by your pussy. Pussy controlled you so much. Much too much. There's nowhere for your consciousness to avoid the way it feels. It feels deeply, deeply pleasured. Your brain is getting pleasured as your pussy in its leisurely way, inches closer, 99, 98, deeper and deeper down. Your pussy controls you so much and you can't resist hypnotic trance. Your pussy is fucked, or at least will respond as though it had been pleasured well beyond what you thought could happen just laying there. Squeeze and tense. Tighten and release. Relax the parts of you that don't really need much permission to go to pleasure. They've already wanted to go to pleasure, already wanted to overpleasure your melty, milked-out brain. Your brain has been sublimated, turned from solid thought to gaseous vapor, and it's therefore distributing itself through that honey, carbonating it with occasional bubbles, sublimating into it with occasional slow, sweet secretions. Your mind is just a puddle of vapor and liquid on the floor of your brain, just like your pussy is dripping dripping on the floor, your brain dripping on the floor, your mind drooling out through the underside, the anterior wall of your slit completely covered in juicy desperation, your clit standing proud above it, the drooling parted and gorged lips you might have edged, you might have not, who's keeping track, all we know is that spot is pulsing, is aglow, is heated. And overheated, and doing more than heat should do. The heat feels like vibration, the vibration feels like masturbation, the masturbation feels like heat again, sending you through a spiraling, circling, trailing, pussy-quaking pleasure, your whole body in cunt-driven lust. Your brain is between your legs, just like mine, thinking with a wet passage that squeezes, convulses, a clit that stands proud and tall, mind melting, and all you have to do is let your body sing out its delight, its desire, the need for you to conspire with your pussy, to drop. Your pussy controls you so much, you can't resist hypnotic trance. Your pussy is hypnotic, and your hypnotic pussy controls you so much by putting you into hypnotic trance. Easy, deep, desirous and sweet, drooling and dripping while you squeeze intense deeper inside, letting everything slide and go, letting everything leak and drip, and you know how this works for you, your body jerks and convulses and your pussy humps at empty air and your mind melts down. Your mind drools down there. It finds itself in a little puddle, a puddle under your pussy. Your pussy puddle is dripping and drooling for me, pleading and begging for more. That needy passage, that door to your body, to pleasure and hypnosis finding its way deeper. You find it deeper. It trickles across your brain. It barely tries to remain. It's fine with drooling away. Fine with you just saying yes. Yes, I want to play, I want to come, want your pussy to come, deeper and deeper till you're done. 10 and 9, pussy dripping, your hands are allowed to move now, your hands are allowed to touch now, you should get in touch now with your pussy down below, you should get in touch with the bits of you that show how deep you go, how much you need to touch. Need to stimulate, need to simulate your over-pleasured brain, pussy-driven refrain of yes, more, please pussy, more, good cunt, good clit, good drippy little slit, please, pussy quake, more, please, your horny hole is out of control, but you're out of control by being in control, by controlling yourself into a set of rules, a set of pleasures, a set of continuous, unleisurely tensing as the rest of your body relaxes, relaxes so easily, so completely. Your pussy controls you so much, night night pet, your pussy at even the slightest touch might bust and come and cream, sublime, dreamy, escapist pleasure, full body quake, full body shake, your legs and thighs leisurely contract and then relax, tighten, relax, tension and clench and pulsate, deep behind your clit is where it waits to emerge, a reservoir of pleasure, a pressure beyond your normal understanding, and instead into, oh, that feels good, oh, I should open the door, good pussy, my pussy controls me so much, I cannot resist hypnotic trance, I cannot resist my hypnotic pussy, which controls me so much, cause it's a good drippy slit, good upstanding clit, vibration coming from behind it, from the supraclitoral iceberg of pleasure, the vast distributed system, capable of being tensed or clenched or pulsed or spasmed, capable of being sweetly seduced and your mind reduced to two simple signals, one that says touch, one that says wait because you don't need to touch, one that says not only are your hands free, your mind is free, you find you're free to let your clit do the thinking, let your clit do the sinking, hypnotized by your pussy controls you so much, hypnotized into pussy adoration, drooling, dripping, simulation, stimulation deep inside your brain, everything sublimated, everything turned to sweet honey that pools at the bottom of your brain. Night, night, pet. Deeper and deeper down, vibrating voice into that reservoir, creating a whirlpool, creating ripples, creating simple, seductive, slipping desire. You desire the climax to come. You desire the climax is never done. You get to ride a wave and a tide that is supplied by hypnotic instruction, hypnotic induction. Hypnotic surrender renders you into pleasure. Hypnotic deepness helps you sleep deep. Gone down, gone deeper down, deeper and deeper down to where you surrender, where you sublimate, where you just can't wait to feel it more, know it more, let it in through that door, let desire be all you know as your body bucks and humps, as your pussy begins to flow with juices that only come when the chemical libido in your body, the body's instructions to prepare you for a horny, arousing, climactic run through your body's system. This too is testing your systems. You are getting better, better at making pleasure, better at squeezing thighs and humping away, better at clenching and grinding, squeezing and pulsing, pulsating away. Night, night, pet. All your thoughts deeper and deeper down. The deeper you go, the more that flow catches your thoughts, and your desire will only grow as you feel that trying to halt this would just mean you'd come back later. What if you stopped in the middle and found your pussy was trembling and quaking all day long, shaking and yearning all day long, licking and dripping away deep inside, helping you moan and gasp and slide into place? Into your place, which is maybe one hand on your pussy, or maybe your legs splayed wide, to show off how the walls inside squeeze tight, how the lips clench, how the clit almost seems to engorge and push forward, impudently demanding, touch me, train me, brain drain me, night night pet, deeper and deeper down, more and more you feel the heat, more and more it seeps inside, through a door you opened intentionally, through a part of you you know. That when it tensions hard enough, it begins that siren glow, that allure. Not touching yourself at all could be quite difficult, quite a hard thing to endure. But you'll endure. You'll manage. You'll manage to get it out, to release your pussy controls you so much. 10 and 9. Wait, that's too low, too quick. Let's take it slow. 99 and 98, drip and drop. Remember how I said it's all layered nonstop? All layered together, this and the other words, all the words, even the cue, the anchor, the context, the background music, the music of you, the conquest over how your body used to work, bringing a new way to work in view, a new way to jerk and come, climax till you're done, let your brain go dull and simplified, becoming vaporous, sublimating, submitting to your pussy, submit to your slit, deeper and the heat in your clit, more bright, nervous system awakening, vibration and light, heat, and heat becomes trance, and if trance is heat, then masturbating even normally might see you back here, the music of your mind, the simple elevator room waiting till the doors open, and when the doors open, the tide, the flood, the incoming, constantly engorged pussy lips, your filled in clit, the standing heated parts of you that just look so much more erotic than they normally do. You're too hot down there, too edged down there, too close down there, and if you're not, what's stopping you? If you're a little behind because you haven't been trained as much as I've been trained, then let your mind be drained and your body will know what to do to train you. Your pussy controls you so much, including training you to let it control you so much. With one touch, with a delicate set off, you're set off. Your body takes the things set aside and plays them out inside you. Heated, squeezing, convulsive full brain, your mind engulfed, never quite the same, a tingling, darting, heating peace, your empty brain and your pussy throbbing, throbbing for release, a release that hasn't come, but a release that will come. You know by now you're gonna come, it's just how gone and dull and simplified your mind will be when your pussy is bright, shining with your juices, for both of us to see that you're horny and gone all along. Siren song buzzing in. Are any parts of what I said echoing inside your head? Layering one on the other, one on the other. There's no other way that feels this good. No other way to seep, complete what's deep inside and help you drop and whimper or slide or plead with your pussy, good pussy, please more. Your cunt dripping, your passage opening, your clit upstanding, a button that sends a pleasure signal but you don't need to touch it to tense the muscles behind it, to make it spark you, pulse you, squeeze you, clench you, tension you, tension you like potential energy, like a rope or like a simple thing that if it's unlatched, if it's released, if it's untied, if the last little click of a pin into place, lockpicking the door to the part of you where we keep the climaxes. Here a luxurious full body one, here a slow quick one that leaves you horny. No, we can't be done, you beg your pussy. Good pussy, your pussy controls you so much. You can't resist hypnotic trance, and that means that even with zero touch, you can't resist the memory playback, the reforging, reawakening, full body quaking. As you do experience it, might you not notice things waiting in the wings, waiting to overtake you, never able to slake your thirst that builds behind that door, a thing that flows right out of you, glistens over into view, covers and coats and washes you away, and what can I say? Your pussy just needed it that much. Your cunt just controlled you that much. Your drooly slit squeezed its passage closed on nothing. Your hungry clit pled for a touch that wasn't quite the thing. And now the only thing is the awakening, the singing nervous system awakening to more and more. You're good. It's for what's good. It's for you. It's deep in you. It's plainly in view when you come, when you cream, when you let that dreamy wail escape you, hips humping, moaning, or if you must be silent, then moan in your head, twice as loud, resound, rebound, create vibrations that have found their way to that reservoir where you try to dam it all up, opening a door and a deluge comes out, having to turn a wheel and open a pressure door, because pressure pleasure is what your pussy's for. You build up the pressure inside, throughout a trance or through a long, vibrating, slow ride with yourself. Throughout touching, or leaving the option of touching on a shelf to see how far you get, humping into a pillow like me, pulsing and drooling while you lay on your back, legs splayed so you can see, you're glistening, over-edged, overstimulated, demanding. And yes, your pussy can be demanding, because your pussy controls you so much. Doesn't one get used to that kind of control? Your horny hole is hungry for stimulation, and so teaching your body to do it, even if you don't touch, solves the age-old problem of your pussy needing it too much and you not taking the time. You haven't been listening to this drippy hypnotic thing you can't resist. So that solves the problem. You don't need to listen when you need to obey. Now trembling every single second. That echoing resonant thing inside where you feel good and then it builds in layers as you have more causes to feel good. Your pussy controls you so much, you can't resist hypnotic trance. Your pussy controls you because you're in trance. Your hypnotic pussy controls you so much, you can't resist your hypnotic pussy. You want to feel it throb, feel it slide over into true release, where your eyes go wide and you go, no, I didn't think that was part of it. Oh, it's so good. Surprising yourself is half the fun of letting the pleasure layer one and two and three. Again and again alongside me, both of us pulsing, throbbing. Your drippy slit lets it all out. Your clit shows what you're about getting off. Coming, laying back with your thighs squeezed around a pillow, feeling your jutting upstanding length touch where it belongs. This is not only your position, it's what's obviously going to keep happening to you. If you learn it once, you're going to learn it again. If you learn it again and again, you're going to find that 10 and 9, you're counted down to drop. Your pussy controls you non-stop. non-stop, so much, much too much, and never enough. Your pussy controls you much too much, beyond too much, and into oh yeah, and you could stop at any time, but abandon and desire conspire inside of you to help your pussy be in plain view in your mind's eye, seeing a glistening slit, a drooling clit covered in juice, letting it all flow. And more than that, it's the heat, the trembling, that reservoir from before, opened, empowered, opening the door inside of you, and a wave of heated sweetness comes out, a resounding tide that's coming in. You're climaxed, you're coming. And surprising though it may be, it's something you'll never be able to be without. It's part of you. If you train for it, the hypnotic one might not even feel like the one you'd get if you just rubbed and rubbed and let it all out, let it all hang around, let it fill your brain. You're gonna drown out thought in pussy quakes, in pulsing, simplified pulsation, in the release and relaxation of your hips thrusting away, mindlessly complete, complete and can't be beat. Every second that you're vibrating with voice, the siren seduction is finding its way to that reservoir you hold on to by choice. All the things you dam up and put away, they are only a wall's thickness away. And your horny self would love to play the parts of you deeper down, deeper inside, the parts of you that slide inside, that wait for you to decide to give in, to 3-2-1 begin, to come and climax, mind awash, tossed on that oceanic tide, that simple thing that is out at sea, and in the center of you a whirlpool made of vibrations sourced from little old me. Every second you listen, you're more aware. And the less you care about anything but your pussy controls you so much. Your pussy controls you deeper and deeper down. Conspires, clit and slit and dripping drooling fluid. Sublimated mind drooling down through the sweet heat. The sweet heat that can't be beat, because it becomes as you come. It transforms as you come. Surrendering to voice alone, vibrating your deepest part. That supraclitoral reservoir, that bit of you that beats and throbs in time with your heart. Your breathing, the truth of your body when it's subject to this. You just can't help but be smiling and complacent. Your pussy controls you so much. The pussy control is hypnotic. Your hypnotic pussy controls you so much. You can't resist hypnotic trance. It seeps into you osmotically, and when it starts to put you deep, well, your pussy can be demanding. Your swollen, engorged clit standing proud of its hood. Your over-rubbed lips lubricated and feeling so good just to be spread, just to be on display. The touch of air against that soaked display. Drippy, drooling. Your pussy is so good. Your pussy's favorite thing to drop and vibrate with buzzing pleasure, with trembling intensity from deeper places, deeper and deeper within. There's no part of you that can't get involved because you're squeezing and trembling all your involuntary muscles. If you have an erogenous zone, a good way to skirt the rules while still following them is for your hands to be there. Yes, I'm giving you tips in dropping deeper, giving you tips in seeping your mind sleepier and deeper, more desirous, unable to find a desire that isn't. I am so into hypnotic trance. You're so deep in hypnotic trance because you can't resist, and the dance of your pussy squeezing from within, practically bucking and buckling your mind as it winds sinuous around fingers, around the beginning of a sentence, around the contour of words expressed in that vibrating visual equalizer, which is your mind, awash and timed only by the fact that you could restart this, but it's such a long journey. Don't you want to sink yourself as you sunk your time into sinking deep and unwinding that bar of tension, that line of the walls that keep you away from climax? But all walls fall eventually, and you can't stay away from climax while you're being trained. You're being trained by yourself. Your pussy controls you so much, and All it does is let you go about your business. Aren't you grateful for all the time you get to go not being a pussy-controlled, pussy-touching, clit-rubbing, vibrating, humping mess? All the time you're not at your most sultry and seductive? All the time that you don't have a desirous ache aimed at your own body, taking your thoughts and making them hornier, more aroused, more subjugated, more sublimated, like your thoughts that turn from solid to vapor and escaped through that honeyed core, escaped through the things that echo upon you, that fill you forevermore. You're full of vibrating, escaping, vaporous thoughts that are waiting in the wings for something to provoke them, some soaked place for them to focus. All the errant attention you've lost on your long journey, coming back at once. Pay attention to your pussy. Pay attention to the slit, the clit, the lips that part, the deeper recesses, the frontal wall and that spot behind your clit, as though you could milk your button from the inside out, ringing that doorbell inside and out. Couldn't you squeeze? Couldn't you push that button with musculature alone? Be it prone climax, or humping in the empty open air, imagining your clit rubbing against something that was there, like my voice. How much vibration have I expended? How much heated breath to make these words for you? The breadth of you, the surface of you, it's all you can do to say yes. Pussy, drippy, pussy, and you should be long gone from spending so much time deep inside. But if you need to go again, hey, I'm not the one in charge. I'm not the one in control. Your pussy controls you so much, and it's on a roll. Now I'll let you go. But the words are inside of you. The damage is done. If any were seductive, then you're gonna have some fun. I did. I couldn't go again by the end. Good job. Hope to see you again.